Revelation chapter 21.
Then I saw a new sky and a new earth. The first sky and the first earth were gone. The ocean didn't exist anymore either. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It was like a bride prepared for her husband to be. She was beautiful. And I heard a loud voice coming from the throne. It said, "Look, God's sanctuary is among human beings. God will live with them. They will be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. None of these things will exist anymore. Death, sorrow, crying, pain. Previous things have passed away." The one who was sitting on the throne said, "Listen, I am making everything new. Write this down, because these words are dependable and true." God said to me, "It is done. I am the A and the Z, the beginning and the end. From the spring of life, I will freely give water to the thirsty person. The person who is victorious will receive all these things. I will be his God, and he will be my son. However, people who are cowards, unbelievers, perverts, murderers, sexual sinners, those who follow occult practices, idol worshippers, and all liars will be in the lake which burns with fire and sulfur. This is the second death." One of the seven angels came. These angels were the ones who had the seven bowls which had been full of the last seven plagues. He spoke with me. "Come, I will show you the bride of the Lamb." In the spirit, he carried me to a very tall mountain. He showed me the holy city, Jerusalem. It was coming down out of heaven from God. It had God's glory. It was shining like a very valuable jewel, like a crystal clear jasper stone. The city had a very high wall, with 12 gates and 12 angels at the gates. Each gate had the name of one tribe of the sons of Israel written on it. There were 3 gates on the east side, there were 3 gates on the north side, there were 3 gates on the south side, and there were 3 gates on the west side. The wall of the city had 12 foundations. Each foundation had the name of one of the Lamb's apostles. The angel who was speaking to me had a golden measuring stick for measuring the city, its gates, and its wall. The city was square-shaped. Its width was the same as its length. The angel measured the city with the stick. The city was 12,000 stadia long. It was 12,000 stadia high and 12,000 stadia wide. The angel measured the wall of the city. It was 144 cubits thick. The angel was using the same measurement that a man would use. The wall was made of jasper. The city was made of pure gold. It was like pure glass. Precious jewels were used to make the foundations of the city walls look more beautiful. The first foundation jewel was jasper. The second foundation jewel was sapphire. The third foundation jewel was chalcedony. The fourth foundation jewel was emerald. The fifth foundation jewel was onyx. The sixth foundation jewel was carnelian. The seventh foundation jewel was yellow quartz. The eighth foundation jewel was beryl. The ninth foundation jewel was topaz. The tenth foundation jewel was chrysoprase. The 11th foundation jewel was turquoise. The 12th foundation jewel was amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every gate was made of one pearl. The city's street was made of pure gold, but you could see through it, like pure glass. I didn't see a temple sanctuary in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple sanctuary. The city had no need for the sun or moon to shine on it. God's glory gives it light, and the Lamb is the lamp of the city. The nations use its light to guide them. The kings of the earth add their splendor to it. There will be no day that its gates will ever be shut, because there is no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Not a single unholy thing will enter the city. No person who is perverted will go in. Liars will not get in. The only people who will enter are the ones whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.